It's bad. Anime. Hello, everybody. My name is John.
And I'm Rob.
And this is Bad Anime, the show where we decide, is this anime bad?
But that's a very tough question today.
That is a very hard question.
Because what makes a show bad?
We've been trying to define that since the beginning of this show.
Well, exactly. But this is like the case where there's so many layers to this thing. We've talked about this in the past, kind of. I don't remember how much actually we talked about it on air. But we talked about doing this show for a while. Yes. But we're like, it's 20 episodes. We'll get around to it. And then we're about to be completely out of episodes of this podcast. It's like, let's actually pull the trigger on that.
I think this is the first time we're recording something on a weekend and then releasing it like 3 days later. So this is very exciting. This is down to the wire here.
This is like only the second or third time we've done this, I think.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we haven't done it much. And you would think that we would pick something very topical and in the news cycle since it's so recent. No.
No. We went the opposite route. We're just going
to 2005, baby.
Oh, yes. The original show came out in 01, and this dub could not be more 2005.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know what Ghost Stories is legendary for, and there's a lot of debate as to how this actually happened, but ADV, I think it was ADV who dubbed this.
ADV Films, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, ADV got a very loose contract from the original rights holders. They said, all right, just don't change the names of the characters, the ghost, or how they're killed.
Yep.
And
that was it.
And there's a lot of debate as to why all the staff for years who worked on the show said, oh, the show just did really poorly in Japan. But a lot of data points to that actually not being true.
Oh, interesting.
Like, the show actually did pretty good ratings over there.
Hmm.
And it even got a special episode a couple months later. So that's kind of out. There's a lot of theories as to how this contract worked.
I mean, when you think about it, it must have done pretty well in Japan in order to get a dub, because especially in the early 2000s, I think almost every anime coming out right now is dubbed, but at that time period, not a lot of them were, I don't think.
Well, it was weird because a lot of stuff was, but there was a lot of, the DVD market was huge at the time.
The DVDs, yes.
Yeah, so, so they were kind of in a licensing frenzy because this is like a second or third anime boom at this point, so they were kind of grab happy. A lot of the theory is that this show just got sold as a bundle. It's like, yeah, you can have this show too, and if you dub it if you want it. And they said, okay.
And boy, did they.
Well, yes, they did.
They dubbed the shit out of this.
Some people call it the best dub of all time. Some call it the worst and destructive. And that's what we have to talk about, because they turned what is essentially Scooby-Doo.
Pretty much.
Into a very raunchy adult comedy.
They did. They essentially watching through this, right? We watched all 20 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially watching through this, it is closer to a YouTube poop abridged series than it is an actual dub.
Because it's a licensed dub.
It is definitely not word for word dubbed to the Japanese version. So forget any of that notion right now.
Well, yeah, because I doubt one of the character arcs was about a character being Jewish and another an evangelical Christian.
Who was also kind of a lesbian.
Oh, yeah. She was like, they didn't reveal that till later that Momoko was actually like a hardcore like drug addict and sex addict before finding Christ. And then you remember, oh, wait, isn't this a middle schooler?
Yeah. Like, aren't they in sixth grade?
Yeah, wait a minute.
Yeah, there were a lot of things like that. And this 20 episodes is a treasure trove of stuff. You know,
yes, a lot of different stuff.
A lot of reviews, as you have mentioned before, have come out being like, this is the worst of all time. A lot have called it the best of all time. It is definitely 2005, for sure. It is the most like 2000s, mid-2000s humor personified. And whether that's something that you like or whether that's something you don't like will directly affect how much you enjoy this show.
If you're a European listener by any chance, if you wanted to know what American comedy was like in 05, just watch this, because it is, like you said, this is a time capsule of American humor in the year 2005.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of pop cultural references. Some of them I didn't even get at first. I had to remember stuff.
There was stuff. So many pop culture references, because, you know, we were maybe in like fifth or sixth grade when this did actually come out.
Yes.
Around the age of the people in the show, actually.
Exactly. So yeah, we were literally the target.
So we were a target there. But at the same time, you know, there are people that they mention in every episode that I'm like, like, oh my God, what did they have against Christian Slater? My God.
They wrecked him up.
Every episode, somebody bashes Christian Slater and leading me to believe, I was like, who is Christian Slater? And I had to look this guy up.
Who is he? I didn't even look him up.
I don't even know. He's like a movie star.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm going to look him back up.
We're
right
looking
now.
Up live. Oh, there we go.
Christian, not Bale. No, I know him. He's Batman. That's yeah. Batman.
That's one of the
Christian
Batmans.
Slater. He was in Heathers. He was in True Romance. He was in Mr. Robot for, I guess, a little bit. He was a lot of movies that I've never seen, essentially. Gotcha. But a bunch of them.
Yeah, they were dragging him down a little bit. He was like totally celebrity who got the axe the most.
Yeah. On top of a bunch of other people, like, you know, they mentioned like political figures. Mm-hmm. They referenced Al Sharpton at one point.
Oh, yeah.
A few times, I think.
Yeah, especially as the show got on, the race jokes got more prevalent. I think it was episode 17 or 18 where the villain of the episode could not stop talking about how much she loved black penis.
It was ridiculous, which, you know, let's talk a bit about how this show was exactly formatted, because given like a bunch of reading that we've done and a lot of research that we've done.
Yeah.
So what happened essentially is that most of these episodes were leaning on improv and ad libs. There were scripts. That was prevalent, but most of it was ad libbed. Most of them was the actors, the voice actors, coming into the studio. And the first one that came into the studio was able to set the tone for the entire episode.
Exactly.
And as long as they just address that there is a ghost and here's what the ghost does in the episode,
they're fine.
That stuff was all fine.
Yeah.
And they fired off. Well, it was silly.
And actually, the writer of the show, Stephen Foster, notorious for changing stuff around, he claims that he wrote out a lot of the jokes. And the cast is saying, no, we made up a lot of that. So okay. There's even debate among the staff of who made this thing so fucking funny.
That is interesting. And like, that is the key. It is really fucking funny. Hilarious.
Again, if you love 2005 humor, it's absolutely hysterical. And also just there's so many jokes we just, you know, can't say anymore due to our new political climate. Like, in terms of being PC, they had one character, for example, our main character, Satsuki, who is a fifth grade girl. She has a little brother, Ketchiro, who they call retarded.
Yes.
And a lot of his dialogue is, blah, 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 blah.
It really is. And they really leaned into that so hard.
And it was, they just, at one point, towards the very end, Hajime, one of the other kids in the gang, said, You would have gotten away with it too if it wasn't for us meddling kids and our trusty retarded sidekick Ketchiro. I've been waiting for 10 episodes to say that.
They just, every episode is an onslaught like that. It is all just like, they held nothing back. Every episode is joke, 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 joke. And then it gets to the end, and even the ending of the episode is a joke. It is all just made up. Like, I mean, they play off of so many things. Like,
we need a moral here. Yeah.
I mean, they're like, I would compare them to, I mean, definitely worse, but I would compare them to, like, if you wanted to compare them to another humor for 2005, like early seasons of The Office, where it was very just like, oh, this definitely wouldn't fly today in the media, but man, is it funny.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like any other, anything airing on Comedy Central in 05, you know, completely normal for the time frame, but just like, especially with certain word choices they have here, it's like, oh, we're not allowed to call people that anymore.
But the funny thing about this show is that it not only attacked like pop culture figures and not only attacked like politicians, but it also made a lot of fun of anime itself.
A ton.
That was one of the biggest components.
Completely shattering the fourth wall too. Since this is, like, you know, horror for kids, essentially, there's a lot of, like, ring stuff, you know, very traditional kind of modern, very classic Japanese horror. And towards the end of the season, they were getting, you could tell the actors were getting pissed, where it was like, oh, God, we're doing another ring homage? Jesus Christ.
Like, I'm tired of these. There were, like, three of them throughout the whole show.
And even the show, they're like, oh, God, we already did the ring four or five times.
Yeah, they break the fourth wall a lot. I also really liked the scene. It was, like, very, very easy to miss with like Hajime. He puts his hands behind his neck and kind of like puts his elbows up, and he's like,
pose.
Oh, I'm just doing the classic anime pose.
Yeah, I'm doing my elbows up anime pose. And he did a couple other times where like they had voice actors went pose when Hajime was just standing there.
There are so many things, like, you almost have to watch every episode twice to like fully get all the things because it is packed every episode.
Well, that's
the thing.
There are so many jokes and so much of it just is, you know, rapid fire. Leo, our like the fourth member of the gang who they made Jewish. I still don't know why they did that.
I don't know why they did it either. And but early on,
there's so many Jewish jokes in there.
Oh, so many.
And what little Yiddish I understood, I thought it was fucking hysterical.
Oh, my God.
I'm personally not Jewish, but I have Jewish members of my family, so I was laughing hysterically.
Early on, Momoko and Leo were having a conversation, and Momoko goes, "Have you accepted Jesus as your personal savior?"
But she said it super fast.
Yes, so fast.
In a high-pitched voice, because the lip flaps on like were very small, so... Have you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior? No, I'm Jewish. And that set up the tone for the entire show.
God, incredible. They really fired off like immediately when the show started. I think like some of my favorite quotes from early in the show were ghosts only get bad people like Republicans. And we're not even old enough to vote.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Now, that's the thing with this show. It is just a quote factory.
It is. Yes.
And I can't even do a lot of them justice right here. I'm struggling to remember some because there's just too many to choose from.
Yeah.
Because I finished the show yesterday, and boy, by episode like 17, they just threw everything. It was just joke. The plot was essentially gone. Eventually, like I said, the cast just like, oh God, we're almost there.
Yeah. It seemed like that. And honestly, I felt like that a little bit too. One of my big points going through this show was I felt like the first five episodes, I was just completely shocked by like what they were doing. And I was like, this is ridiculous. How did they get away with this?
Right.
And then after that shock factor wore off, I think I was pretty bored for like the middle section.
Okay.
So maybe I got from like episodes one to like eight or nine and I was like, oh, kind of having a laugh.
Yeah.
Episodes like 10 to maybe 15, I was like, I get it. It's kind of getting old. Like, they're kind of recycling a lot of the same material, whatever. And then, to your point, the last three to four episodes were just chaos.
Yes.
It was one of my favorite episodes in the entire 20 episodes was when they were like, I don't even know what the fucking point of this episode was. But they were at, like, a lake house. And they found a girl there who ended up being the ghost at the end of the day.
That's the one I was talking about.
Oh, my God. So funny.
She talked about is wanting black men.
Yeah.
And then Hajime was like, well, I'm hung.
And my favorite part of that whole episode was when anytime like anything happened ever, you would just, they had clearly one soundbite of that voice actor for the ghost girl going, ah!
And they did replay that scream over and over in the episode like for no reason.
10 times. Anytime they're like, oh yeah, what do you guys want for breakfast? Ah! She just afraid of everything.
Which is scream for no reason. But that was that episode was actually kind of clever because, you know, they have to incorporate the original narrative to some extent. Very,
sure.
Very, very little of it. So in that episode, there's this girl freezing trying to approach the cabin, and the girl inside's like, oh no, that's the ghost, we have to stop her. And then the entire time they're getting fooled, like, wait, you were the ghost the whole time. And I think there was a moment, I think it was Hajime who found like a newspaper and saw like an old newspaper.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Saw the print of like of that girl who was in there inside the house of her dying to prove that she was the ghost. Like, look at this headline. And then Kenshiro reads, half price off ramen. No, the other one, you idiot.
Half price off ramen.
I don't remember what it was, but he was reading something of a sale.
Yes.
And
oh, my God.
Like, no, you fucking idiot.
That was so good. And also are you okay over there?
I'm fine, just golfing because I'm really excited. Well, there's the thing is I keep tripping over my words here. There's so many moments I love where they just, again, Hajime is actually... How do I put this with Hajime? Because I think I actually genuinely love the character.
Oh, he's hilarious. He's just that kind of that snippy, like douchey but lovable at the same time.
There's a lot of talk about him banging a midget.
Yes, there is.
And again, the juxtaposition is amazing here because there's nothing raunchy happening on screen.
No,
it's just him on the phone on the original. It's like, yeah, dude, I saw that cartoon where now in the dub. So I was banging this midget, right?
They just did whatever they wanted. And one of my favorite characters they did stuff with, not even any of the main characters, was one of the teachers. I forget his name.
Sakata?
Yeah, Mr. Sakata.
Yeah.
They did him so dirty. And Satsuki's dad, who they just made a drunkard.
Oh, yeah. They made him like a raging alcoholic for no reason.
There and he's just always in the hospital.
Yeah, because he winds up in the hospital because of ghost stuff. And they're like, ah, he's drunk again. It's like, what?
What? Yeah. But, wait, what was the teacher's name again? Mr. Sakata?
Mr. Sakata, yeah.
Mr. Sakata. There is one episode where Mr. Sakata is just, it's insinuated that he's just banging another teacher.
Well, not insinuated. They just, they say, I forgot the female teacher's name. She's like, all right, you have to take care of this because I'm going to get my brains railed out by Mr. Sakata. And she keeps saying something like that. And Sasuke just keeps trying to say, please go away.
Please stop. Stop.
She just keeps getting more
details. It might have been the giant rabbit episode.
Oh no, that was an earlier one.
Oh, it was an earlier one.
That episode we're talking about now is the broadcast episode.
Oh yes, yeah, where they have
the fourth or fifth ring thing they did.
Yeah, with like a news reporter ghost.
Yeah, coming out of the screen trying to kill Sasuke.
Incredible,
because they need a student to do the AV responsibilities for some reason.
Oh my god! And Mr. Sakata, one last thing on his character: there are so many of his lines that are like small throwaway ones that just get me every time. Like there is, I think there was one scene where he was at the front of the class and like teaching a lesson, and like the kids are talking really loud. He's like, "Hey, everybody, like, can you please quiet down while I finish this lesson?" They're like, okay, Mr. Sakata. And they keep whispering. And he's like going on in the background. So you can't really hear what he's saying. But at one point he says, so if there's one guy and four hookers, how much time in prison?
Yeah. I did. I remember that line.
I was like, oh my God.
Do you remember that? Do you remember the one time they did like a roll call for attendance?
Yeah.
And it was just, that was off the rails. Because at first it was just a couple of like racist like caricatures. Like, I'm here.
That yeah, yes. They oh my
but,
god.
But
yes.
There was two lines there that got ridiculous. Me hysterically. Because they called Campbell and the kid replied, soup.
Soup.
And then they said something like Gigatron and you hear like a sound effect. What is this?
See, that's like the impressive part of it is that they, you know, they did heavily rely on like super like vulgar humor, but they didn't like fully do that because there are some things like that where it's actually extremely clever in every part of it. And also, I have no idea what happened at the ending. They just kind of ended the show.
Well, that the whole joke was it's the episode, the last episode.
Yes, that's right.
And that was kind of cool because one of the characters was one of the main characters was their cat.
Oh, Amano Jaku.
Yep, Amano Jaku, who possessed Kaya, their Satsuki and Ketaro's cat.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a demon cat with them the entire show. And at the end, basically Amano Jaku kind of sacrificed himself for the kids to save them from a different demon. And it was so funny because at the end, it's when they get the cat back, it's just normal Kaya again. Ketaro's pissed, like, what the fuck? I wanted my talking cat. Leave me alone, Satsuki. I'm filling out my Special Olympics application.
That also happened.
Yeah, they just at one point, I think that he let Amano Jaku go at one point out of like a little carrier cage, and Satsuki's like, "Where'd he go?" Ketaro replies, "Satsuki, Jesus Christ, I hope you're adopted."
It's just so mean.
That's the thing. Like the range here was absurd. From a lot of vulgar sexual humor, some racist stuff. There was one or two episodes that were almost exclusively gay jokes towards the end.
They were.
Like, did someone go? Oh, we didn't meet our gay quota here.
Wow.
And they dropped a few homophobic slurs in there. I'm like, oh, I haven't heard that in media in like 20 years.
Yeah, Christ. Like, it's been a bit.
Yeah. So that's always like, whoa. So if someone who's sensitive to that, obviously it's there.
Yeah, know? it's definitely there. And like I definitely was looking around to see kind of like public reception, and it seems like most of the Reddit threads on this are people going, "Yo, this is hilarious," or Crunchyroll comments going, "This is hilarious," and one guy coming in to be like, "Actually, guys, I think this is quite a bit offensive, actually, and is a bit ridiculous that this got aired." And immediately a thread of comments under that saying, "Shut up. This is really..."
I think actually your friend wrote the comments under that was just, "You're gay." And I'm just like, just prove it them right in a way. It's like, all right, you want insensitivity.
Okay, here we go. Yeah. Oh, so like, I guess, I mean, there is so much, every episode, if you pay attention, gives you so much quotes, so much content, so much like really silly bits and really silly improv.
Which also helps because otherwise the show is like, since it's for kids, it's very episodic.
Yes.
And very formulaic.
Very formulaic. And to which the they address like, many times.
They poke fun at it a lot. Because essentially, with the footage we're getting here, most of the time when it's them, like, because the whole plot is, it's actually, there's a subtle environmentalist thing going on here because there's a lot of urbanization in this town.
Yeah, that's right.
And Satsuki's mom, who they also make a hardcore lesbian.
They do. And, oh my God. With the deepest voice you've ever.
Yes, with like a very deep, haggard, like multiple cigarette tower voice.
Very true.
But they make her hardcore lesbian, and then Momoko's like, "Well, she couldn't be all the way gay, you know. She at least had to bone her dad twice." So, when she was a kid, she put all these ghosts. She sealed all these ghosts away in spiritual sleep.
Oh yeah.
She left a diary behind to tell people how to do it again. So it becomes Satsuki and the gang's job to reseal all these ghosts that get freed because the urbanization going on in their town are destroying a lot of like the artifacts that the mom imprisoned the ghost in for the right. first time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Scooby-Doo, but with real monsters. And one of the comments was, okay, someone dies, and then, Kimi no Koto!
Yeah! Yeah, the outro theme got really stuck on me.
Well, both themes I loved. The intro I loved. And the outro was very ill-fitting, because, like, sexy, sexy.
Like, yes, yeah. I was like, why did they? But that's, like, that's so funny, because I scrolled to the credits on, like, the Wikipedia page, and I was like, oh, no, that's the actual song they used in the Japanese. Why did they do that?
I don't know.
Because, like, in the Japanese version, given that the animation exclusively comes from there, there must be some sort of, like, weird stuff going on. Because, you know, Satsuki has a lot of, like, panty scenes. And, like, her skirt, like, flies up a bunch. And I'm like, okay, so maybe they're not that off base here.
Well, that's just it's so weird. Because a lot of children's humor, like, a lot of shows that are aimed at children do have, like, panty jokes a galore in them.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, in the first... In, like, the first couple chapters of the original Yu-Gi-Oh! Manga, Joey and Yugi are explicitly talking about porn. And, like, borrowing VHS tapes.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Again, also, Japan's attitude towards sexuality is the most confusing thing on planet Earth.
Hey, Yugi! You see that backdoor sluts 9?
Yeah, they were talking about... Joey was like... Because in Japanese porn, all the genitalia is pixelated.
They were talking about that in the manga?
Yeah, Joey was saying, squint.
Punai with chain.
Punai. Come I and chains. Come.
Fantastic. Well, okay. Well,
I think we're getting this show we're talking about today is influencing us.
It is. We're
salmon bushing. Sometimes I feel like you and I wrote this show because it's very in line with our humor.
It is very in line with our humor, definitely. And it popped me numerous times. Also, when it didn't make me laugh, I was just wide open mouth being like, I cannot believe they did that. It was a good delineation between the
two.
There
was definitely some shock humor in there. One of them, because in one episode, the gimmick was they were in a haunted building, like a haunted abandoned apartment building. So they spent the entire time calling it the hood. And most characters had like a fake, like a stereotypical, like an African-American like hood accent.
Oh, my God.
Like trying to do more Ebonics and stuff like that. I'm like, guys,
this is crazy. Yeah. Oh, my God. And they spent that whole episode in that abandoned building being like, oh, so this is how poor people live.
Yes.
Like damn. Like,
thank God I'm not poor. Praise Jesus.
Praise Jesus. Yeah, they really, I mean, you know, this was what it was.
which honestly, I mean, clearly by how we're talking about it, I think this is a masterwork of comedy. I think this is one of the funnier things I've ever seen. And let's be frank here. It wouldn't have mattered if this thing got dubbed faithfully. No one would have cared.
No.
Because essentially, one of the many videos I watched on the topic, many people believe that this was actually just to fill like a 20 episode gap in scheduling because they were about to move. it's either One Piece or Bleach. They're about to move time slots because a show just finished and they're going to move one of them into that time slot.
Mm.
But there was 20 episodes to go, so they didn't want to do it. They pull the trigger on that yet. So they're like, all right, we need something for 20 episodes. And they just make, because 20 episodes is a very weird number in anime.
It is a really weird number. I was confused by that.
Yeah, you never see that. So they just did this. And it, because this was like an adaptation of a bunch of like children's novels.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Like old ghost stories. Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah, it was written by a teacher who would basically hear ghost stories and then write down what he read, what he heard into novel form and made a ton of money off it. So it's an adaptation of like a decently well-regarded children's novels. So it did well enough in Japan, but it didn't have an amazing legacy. This wasn't going to be one of those legacy titles. You know, no one was going to go, oh my God, I can't believe they didn't do this faithfully, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Disrespecting the original? Yeah, that was the whole point. I don't know. I don't really understand that argument. It's like, no, yeah, of course that's what they did.
Because the original, I mean, let's face it. I mean, the original wouldn't be popular in America without the dub at
exactly,
all.
Exactly.
If it even is popular in America. I mean, like, I feel like the dub is just so widely known and renowned or hated. Either way, it's talked about and it is known in the community.
And it's crazy because I was one thing I was curious about, because I saw, you always see compilations of the best bits of this.
Yeah.
I wondered, do they pull stuff from every episode? And almost every episode they pulled a line or two.
Wow.
With the exception of like that little period, because it did drag in the middle, because you can kind of hear the cast getting tired.
Yeah.
And the writers getting tired of this. Like, it's actually the same thing I said about Chivalry of a Failed Knight, where everyone in that dub just gave up because they realized
they did super give up. Because
the first
two
episodes of that show were actually pretty well acted, and then they just completely gave up. They're like, I'm not.
My theory is that everybody started the show just like cracking jokes. And then 10 episodes in, they were like, oh, God, like,
do I
really have to keep doing this? And then they started doing drugs or drinking heavily. And the last few episodes just went off.
Who knows what the impetus was? I mean, yeah, obviously there could have been a chemical component there. But maybe just that pure joy of like, I'm almost done with this assignment.
Maybe. Or it's like, you know, we only have this many left. Let's just give it our all. Let's go through it. Because
I wouldn't be surprised if the voice actor or actress for Ketchiro was basically just showing up every day pretty bombed and just going, blah, 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 blah. It's like, I guess we just have to do this now.
That is the only voice actor that could have gone through this whole show without saying an actual line of dialogue.
But the thing is, like, towards the end, they made Ketchiro very raunchy for no reason.
They did.
He was crying at one scene, because Ketchiro cried a lot in the show. So he was like, how come you didn't invite Satsuki to the threesome? And then at one point, like, because it was the teacher, the female teacher again, right before she boned Sakata in that broadcasting episode, she was like, all right, if I don't go soon, you're going to have to do me, or I'm going to need some time alone with that microphone. At Sasuke again, she just goes, please go away.
Please go.
I found that exchange so funny. Wow. And then she came back and then was like, was so, just like, the teacher came back and was so disappointed that Mr. Sakata like popped immediately. It's like, you know, A for size, zero for interns.
So, I mean, I think we have our answer.
We
spent the last like half hour
quoting,
pretty much giving a love fest and quoting this thing, but is it bad?
I mean, again, this is why it's hard to answer that question. Because
it's very hard.
What you're getting is not a show here. You're getting a parody of a show itself.
Right.
And I think it's great. The original show, it looked like it could have been okay, honestly, not terrible. Definitely formulaic and meant for kids. The animation was very of the time. Some scenes looked really good, some not as good.
Mm-hmm.
The monsters in general usually looked pretty good.
They
looked
very
good.
Nice. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I liked some of the designs here. And there was there were some cool moments, because clearly the actual Momoko did have a relationship with Satsuki's mom, because they were both in the hospital at one point.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. the show definitely had some thought put into it, like the original production had some thought put into it. So the original show might have been good, but that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about this masterwork of comedy that I adored. And yeah, it's not honoring the art as originally intended, but it's a parody of it, essentially. You know
exactly
what I mean? It's one of those things where, like, I understand why some people get mad about it. I saw a couple of people saying, like, this shouldn't have never existed. And, like, you know, the whole argument they used was disrespecting art. And I get that to an extent. But at the same time, can we just have fun, please?
Yeah.
Can something just be fun?
Just be
in
fun.
In the year 2024, Can we just have fun?
Yeah.
Can we look back at this goofy dub of an anime done 20 years ago and say, you know what? That made me laugh. And I enjoyed watching these 20 episodes a lot more than some of the stuff we've covered.
Oh, me too. Me too. That is definitely for sure. If anything was going to be 20 episodes, I was happy it was this.
And we always joke sometimes because we're coming up to 120 episodes of this podcast, and there are some shows that we've watched the entire thing of. And if you ask me to quote one line, I think we'd both be fucked.
Oh, completely.
Give me one episode, like one plot summary of an episode from Love After World Domination.
Oh God.
See?
Power Rangers.
They're doing like a new Power Ranger kind of thing this season coming up.
Oh, they are? Oh, maybe we'll get into that at some point.
It's going to be airing on Hulu, of all places.
Oh, Well, yeah. I mean, we're kind of trying to get into some new stuff lately, so that might be interesting.
Oh, yeah. We talked about this because it's so funny because this episode that we're doing right now is the opposite of what we intend to do soon, because the spring season has sort of just begun. Not everything started airing yet, but a lot of stuff. Like half of the shows are probably in their first episode. Some that haven't even aired yet.
Yeah.
So we're going to be doing a lot of that stuff coming up soon. Not a lot of it looks great.
So exciting.
I know. I'm so pumped. Exactly.
And nobody else.
Yeah, well, the thing is, some of those shows could have used a dub like this, because
they could.
When I see the trailer for fucking Next Gate or whatever it was called. When it's essentially Sword Art Online, but at the end they're like, hey, instead of getting out of the video game, how about it gets isekai'd into the future of the video game? It's like, no one said, let's make an isekai out of this isekai.
Listen, you could say a lot of things about Ghost Stories, but at least number one, it stands out. And number two, it's not Sword Art Online. And maybe number three, Mr. Sakata got his dick wet. And that's what it's all about, really.
God bless America.
It's bad.
That's right, everybody. The fun is over today. Thanks so much for clicking on the episode. But the fun does not have to stop here. You can hit us up anywhere that you can find us on Instagram or TikTok at Bad Anime Pod. Or you can even email us to get in touch with us directly at badanimepod@gmail.com. If you got any opinions or you just want to send some hate mail or love mail, we'll take both. We don't care. Thanks so much for listening, everybody, and have a great day.
Simple Equations. Podcast Network.